Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is 8:40 on a Monday morning. Can we get excited about electronic vehicles? I feel like we are being pulled kicking and screaming into this new world of EVs. And I get it. It's change, and change is a little scary. But they're here, and not only are they here, but they are coming and eventually likely to replace the good old-fashioned internal combustible engine. So let's talk a little bit more about some of those myths out there about electronic vehicles and why they exist. Joining us right now, the director of GM Energy, Derek Sequeira. Derek, good morning, and thanks for being with us today. Oh, Derek.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Paul. Happy to be here.
Appreciate you joining us to talk about some of these things, especially on social media. You see it all the time. As the director of energy at General Motors, it must drive you crazy when you see these memes about EVs.
If it's on someone's Facebook page, it's got to be real, right?
Right, of course.
That's part of the problem. A lot of these myths are propagating. When, you know, an electric vehicle is really just a great alternative for someone who is looking for a sustainable solution, something that fits their lifestyle and their commute times, like the average American commutes, like something like 40 miles. So an electric vehicle is the perfect vehicle for somebody who is falling within that range. And I get it. There are some power users out there that are driving, you know, long distances, coming home and getting to really low levels. But have you ever driven your gas truck home at, you know, 5% fuel and woken up and magically in the morning it's full? Well, that's the difference between a gas vehicle and an electric vehicle. You know, you've got to just sort of shift the way you think. And now you're almost treating it like the same way you would treat your phone. You get home, you plug it in, and when you wake up, it's ready to go.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about range, because I think a lot of people have that range fear, having to, you know, take a long trip, for example, and running out of battery. How do we plan a long road trip if we're going to be driving up north or out west or wherever it is that we're going to go, and we're planning, you know, several hours a day road trip? What's the best way to plan for something like that?
Yeah, hey, great question. And we're tackling that in a couple of different ways at General Motors. The first is through choice of vehicle. You know, for the first time ever, we've got amazing vehicles available that offer a wide range of battery size. So, you know, you could now step up from a Bolt into a Lyriq, giving you a little over 300, or you've got our Silverado work truck that's giving you approximately 450 miles of range. And for most people, that's going to be enough. But there's always the, you know, fear that, hey, it's not going to be enough. So what we've done is made sure that it's really easy for you to find charging on the go within your My Chevrolet, My Cadillac, My GMC app. You have the ability to get access to 164,000 chargers across the US and Canada that'll help you route to the appropriate station. And based on the state of charge in your vehicle, it'll dynamically take you where you need to go, charge up, and then get you on your way. Example, hey, for me, I got up to Port Huron a couple weekends ago on a low battery, but I knew that I had enough to get there. And then on the way back, I routed my Lyriq to a charger and I was good to go.
Very good. How long does charging take? Because I think a lot of people are trying to equate it to, well, I pull into the gas station, takes me 5 minutes to fill up my tank, and then I'm on my way.
Yeah. You know what? Technology is changing by the day. And at one point, fast charging was, you know, it was a slow crawl. But as we are looking at new charging deployments, including the ones that here at GM Energy we're investing in, we are going to make sure we've got fast charging options available, up to 350 kilowatt fast chargers at all of the sites that we're going to be putting in for our new coast-to-coast network with Pilot, Flying J, and EVgo. And if you're driving a Silverado work truck, that's going to give you 100 miles in about 10 minutes. So now you're starting to bring that dwell time down to something that's a little more familiar to customers when filling up with gas.
Yeah, not bad at all. Other myths that we hear about EVs, that they're actually worse for the environment than traditional and internal combustible engines because of the manufacturing, where the materials are sourced. How much truth is there to that myth?
Yeah, we love that myth, right? Because it doesn't really take into account once you actually drive the vehicle off the lot. So yes, there will be more processing involved to develop a electric vehicle and building out a battery. You know, we've got probably the best supply chain team out there working on ways to find better sources for materials. But as soon as you drive an electric vehicle off the lot, you are already doing better for the environment by not burning fossil fuels. So I think that's the real comparison that we need to look at, is over the total lifetime of the vehicle, as you drive, you are going to be winning in an electric vehicle. And I know there are other myths out there saying, well, you know, all of our electricity that we're generating is dirty, but that's not true. We're actually, across the U.S., moving towards more renewable sources, and utilities are actually getting on board in some areas, actually offering EV charging plans that allow you to have lower rates when the grid is primarily operating on renewable energies.
Talking with the Director of Energy for General Motors, Derek Sequeira, about some of the myths that are out there about EVs. One that I see quite often, Derek, is that a new battery costs, I don't know, $20,000 or something like that. And is that something people need to be concerned with? Will you need to change out your battery on a regular basis if you have an EV?
No, I think that one is yet another myth that continues to make its rounds on social media. As we develop new battery technologies, especially with our Ultium platform, we are fairly confident that the battery is going to outlive the vehicle. So we stood behind that with our 8-year warranty on the Ultium batteries. And even after the battery, might not be working as well as it did before, we still think there's going to be a ton of life available for a second use for that battery. You know, it might not be the best use for an electric vehicle after a long, long period of time, but there could be other uses for things like stationary energy storage. So we've got a team working on how can we extract better value out of that purchase and make sure that battery's got a great second life.
Do you have a particular myth that eats at you that you want to dispel? We'll give you the final word here if there's something that you want people to know about EVs.
Of course. So the one thing that really gets me is that, hey, I'm not ready for an electric vehicle. I just don't know how to get going. It's way too far in the future. Well, what we've done is built a new digital platform called EV Live. EVLive.gm.com allows you to go in as a potential EV customer, as someone who just wants to learn more about electric vehicles, and ask an EV specialist throughout the day, throughout the week, some of those questions that you have about EV basics. Am I ready for an EV? How do I get going on home charging? We've got that there available to any customer who's got questions about electric vehicles. So I always encourage someone who's on the fence, who has questions, wants to learn more about these myths, to go to evlive.gm.com and take a look at some of the great things we've got going, including our portfolio of GM Energy products and solutions that is really going to build out this entire ecosystem and drive EV adoption much sooner.
All right. We'll check it out. Derek, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM, Ian Port here, and Derek Sequeira is Director of Energy for General Motors. And I'm not there yet either, by the way. I'm not running out to buy an EV today. I'm not even sure that my next vehicle purchase will be an EV, but probably in the next 10 years or so, most of us will have the opportunity at least to buy an EV, and it's going to get a lot easier. And the infrastructure will get there as well. So I don't know that, it's the be-all, end-all to making the planet a better place, but it, like it or not, they're here and they're coming, and let's all get on the same page about it, I guess. 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Beautiful day out there. It's going to be a little on the cool side, mid-50s, best we could do. A little cool to start. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now.